This morning's reading is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Time for our kids age 3 to 3rd grade to be dismissed to their roots time together. So if that applies to you, then you can make your way out as we sing. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart.
I had to make very sure we were through singing before I came up, because there is almost nothing I wouldn't do for this congregation. And for this congregation, I won't lead singing, because that's a gift to you. So Ken McCullum's laughing the most, because he sits beside me at singing school, and he knows that that's a really good choice for me not to come near the mic while I'm singing. Thank you all for being here, like Steve said. Would you pray with me, please? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. Steve told you my message is about giving. Talking about giving is tricky. It's tricky for anyone who does it. It's going to be tricky for you and me, but we're going to get through this. Part of what makes it tricky is words that I use and words that I say you hear differently because your vocabulary is different. So I want to be as open and, I believe the word now is transparent, as I can be about how I talk. I talk in a thinking, knowing, understanding, not understanding, not knowing way. My language is filled with that. I wonder, I read. For some of you, your language is one of feeling, and this language is very different from mine. So I have to kind of translate what you say when you hurt and are mad. And that's not my language. So if that's your language, you have to kind of listen to me, knowing that when I say things are, that maybe for you, you would say that things might be, or that things, well, I really don't know what you would say. And that's part of the trick. Let's see if I can advance the slide. I can't do that, Michael. So can you? Thank you. That's part of the fun of being God's family here together. Last week, it rained, and it rained some more, and it flooded. For all of us, that created anxiety and upsettedness and lots of flash flood back, things like that. For some people, that flooding really slammed into them. And I don't mean the people who were out and lost their cars, but for us with our history, some of us took that even much harder than someone might think. I can't think of any good, soothing feelings to have about the rain and the flood. I can't think of any words to say about what's true about that. It's awful. And so last week was a hard week for all of us. And here I am going to talk about giving. And that's hard for us. If it's not hard for you, trust me, it's hard for me. This message about giving and giving to Southwest Central evokes almost some of the same feelings that the flooding does. And that's why we heard the 23rd Psalm. Thank you, Glenn. And Glenn echoed the, for many of us young like I am people, those words, the thys, and the words that we know, and that comforts us. Safety, comfort, familiarity. And the reassurance that we're okay and we're going to get through this. We got through the flooding and we're going to get through this sermon. And the Lord's Prayer. We had trespasses and trespassers, because debtors and debts all of a sudden sounds like money, and that sounds like giving, and all of a sudden I'm a little bit anxious. So that's okay. When we talk about this, I'm trying to be as specific for you as I can be, and I'm going to be surprisingly unprescriptive. I'm not going to tell you what you should give. I don't know that. I'm going to talk about that you and I and each and every one of us should give. So this is not Michael Bell's sermon from a couple of years ago on giving. That was fabulous, and he talked about the work we're doing here and how much things cost and why things are like this, and it was great. That was Michael Bell talking, not me. This is about each of us, not so much the collected of us, okay? And it's time for you to think, if that's how your brain works and that's how your vocabulary works, or it's time for you to feel and check on whatever part, whatever organ God uses to talk to you. So God uses my brain and sometimes my gut. Maybe some of you, he uses your heart. Maybe he, you know, uses your knees. I don't know. But whatever place that is how God talks to you, that's what you're going to feel about or listen to now. And now let's remember, here at Southwest Central, we have a mission statement. And we put that mission statement a lot of places. I don't have the cool pictures to show that Caleb had last week. I've just got your program. On the back of the program is the mission statement. Up there is the mission statement. And we're all going to read it together because we're all in this together. As God has loved us, we will meet people on common ground and journey together to the higher ground of life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In our journey to higher ground, we're going to higher ground. Doesn't that feel good with the floodwaters last week? We're going to higher ground. That's where we wanted to be last week and now, and where we're going. How exactly do we do that? Well, this is going to be obvious and not so obvious. We start our journey from where each of us are. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk a lot about where I am and where you're going to think a lot about where you are. But this is one of those times that we're going to take the phrase out of school when people young like me were in school and took tests on paper and wrote them in test books. We're going to all keep our eyes on our own paper in this, because this is about me and God, me and God, not about what Beth White over there is doing. It's about me. And isn't that a wonderful thing? What we hear about all the millennials and the Generation Z and stuff. This is an opportunity that from the pulpit you've heard, be like them. For some of you here, you may not have yet put Christ on in baptism. For you, this sermon should stop right here. And I've got lots of nice, soothing pictures to look at because that's the first step of the journey. If you're ready to talk about baptism, if you'd like to learn some more, if you have questions, come, we'll talk about it, we'll find someone to talk about you, and we will facilitate in your putting Christ on in baptism. But most of this sermon, the rest of this sermon is about members here who are Christians and are in the sanctification role. We're on the journey to higher ground. Some of us have been walking with Christ as our personal Savior a long, long time, and that's good. We're still journeying to higher ground, and we're meeting people, and we're going with them as well. If this were Steve Sargent's sermon, there would be a picture of a mountain he climbed, because that's higher ground, a mountain he wanted to climb, a mountain he wanted to climb again. But, you know, I live in Houston happily, even last week with the floods, because I'm going to take higher ground as only in my mind and only toward Christ, not quite as literally as Steve does. And it's really wonderful for me because I'm a very literal person. So in this, I know someone more literal. And Christ has different skills that he works with us. And maybe we'll, and here's a list that Paul gives us of some of those skills. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Interesting phrase, grace of giving. So what can you give? What can you give to Southwest Central Church of Christ? What do you have? Well, I think all that any of us has is time, effort, and money. Let's talk about time first. What you're doing now in the entertainment industry, in seminars where I worked for a while, what you're doing now is called butts in seats. We want more of those. That's good. That's selling tickets. That's people coming. You're giving your time. You might be regretting exactly what you're hearing, but you're giving your time to us today. That's great. There are Bible classes. There are other opportunities to show up. I think there's a singing school tonight. And maybe not, but we have a singing school once a month where Ken helps me with my singing. During the week, we have Cafe Grace. We have a Thursday class. Open your heart or your mind, whichever one it is for you, and give your time to Southwest Central. That's something that you can give. It's not always easy. Lots and lots of things demand your time. And someone might come and say, time is really time and attention. And I wouldn't quibble with that. Another thing you can give is your effort. In Steve Sargent's sermon, see, I'm telling the other people that talk that I listen when they talk. In his sermon 3 or 4 weeks ago, he talked about the kingdom of God. And he mentioned the kingdom of God here and the effort so many of us are making. And I'm not going to try to do that again. But it's available online. It's a wonderful sermon to listen to. It talks about mission work, help, things that people in this congregation are doing, and that many, many of them would welcome your effort along with them. Another thing you can do is we're going to be getting a buildings and grounds team back together. We might need a buildings and grounds team. So that's something to think about. You know, those goldenrod cards. I discovered that you could take two or three of them home. You could have them at home and not just quick look and see whose birthday it is. Not that that's not good, but I can write a more thoughtful card for maybe someone who doesn't get to come spend time with us here. You can do that. And I'm going to drop them in the collection plate, just like I always do. I had to put a more thorough address on this one. That's okay. The office can still handle it. Each and every person who is giving great effort to the work here, each and every one who is doing, has a place in their heart and in their mind for a great piece of God's work here on earth, is being Christ's hands, feet, person on earth. And that's wonderful. But you knew I had to get there, because when Michael Bell looks at me, he'll put the next slide up. Money. That's what you thought when I said the sermon was on giving, wasn't it? That's what Steve kind of let out of the bag. Why give money to Southwest Central Church of Christ, your home congregation? So for some of you, you are guests, and we are very glad to have you here, but maybe this you have to tweak in your mind or your heart to your home congregation. We give because it refines our souls. It helps with that sanctification. It is a step upward to higher ground. It's the journey to higher ground that we are having here. This is going to sound a little absurd. Think about it, and you can take me to task for it next week. It's for me that I give. It's about me and God that I give. Sometimes I get confused about who I am, whose money it is, and what I should do. When I'm really confused about how I got the money and what it is, I think of it being mine, 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 mine. And that's really kind of not right, and that's not what God's working on in me. Do y'all remember Cynthia Bird's prayer? And evidently, she has a little bit of confusion about it herself. Again, some weeks ago, she said, God, the unchangeable changer. And I love that phrase. And I love it even though Cynthia thinks it wasn't her that said it. I need changing. I need to get on my journey. I need to get moved forward. The unchangeable, the consistent, the awesome God that is my God is doing that. And one of the ways he does that is through my giving. Giving is the point. And I have a Bible verse. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart. Okay, so maybe that means Paul is one of those feeling kind of vocabulary people. And perhaps that's why generally John is where I go and I like the words. Okay, for each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. That doesn't mean the opposite is true. He hates a cheerful non-giver. That's not what it means. Okay, come on, people. Let's breathe about this giving thing. That's it. Give. Decide in your heart, or decide, a good thinking word, in your heart, kind of got everybody, not as a compulsion, not because I stood up here and said, you should, but because of who you are with God. How to give? It's individual. Some people deal only in cash. If they have cash, they have money, and if they don't, they don't, and that's fine. You can put cash, and even though Glenn will want to stand up and say, no, 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 from the back, row, you can put coins in the collection plate. You can put just real life money. Some of us that are young like me are very comfortable with writing checks. Cool. I bet if I could find it, there were lots of church discussions when personal checks, or even, remember them, counter checks, became widely used. The first collection group that had one of those in there, I promise you, that disturbed a congregation. But now we think that's even old school. We're fine with that. So you can write a check. When I first heard about 15 years ago of a church that had an ATM in the lobby, oh my goodness, the things that I thought about that church. Okay, so I didn't have my eyes on my own paper. I was looking way up there. We don't have an ATM, but I do understand that some people do money electronically. They do it with credit cards. They do it with ATM cards, cash cards, things like that. Well, that's okay. We went through the trauma of that. I went through the trauma of our congregation allowing online giving. And I'm very embarrassed to say that on that lower ground where I was then, that was pretty upsetting to me. I thought, well, no, that's not what it's about. It's, you know, about being here. Of course, that's what it's about. And people, if that's your preferred method, will then decide in your heart to give and not reluctantly or upset with your computer, go, or your phone, go and give. For God loves a cheerful giver. We're going to all be given an opportunity to think about it and feel about it and give in just a little bit. But first, because this is a little bit upsetting, we have a really calming and supportive song.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus.